Signs, Music by Raymond Antrobus. Poetry is music from the place we are born. It's hard to reckon with where you come from. It's hard to disentangle the ranting, raving brutes from the modern, civilized fathers. It's hard to figure out where to place your allegiance. Catherine Angel, Daddy Issues. And may you, in your innocence, sail through this to that. Lucille Clifton, Blessing the Boats. Look at that tree and write about it. But Mimi, I don't know the name of that tree. I can describe it but can't distinguish it. Tall, brown, bursting with leaves like a loaded wallet, autumn's green and yellow receipts. It is against my nature to notice the tree. Who am I to rustle in the wind? Mimi, my best memory of a tree is the one that grew at the back of my mother's garden. It might have been a young oak or a sweet gum. My mother came back from the market with rope and asked my father to tie it around the thickest arm. The knot was the seat for my sister and I so we could swing. Mimi, we sat on that knot and launched ourselves, held our whole face and both arms and feet against the rope and Tarzaned into the air. That branch held us all summer. My parents, months from their second separation, my sister a year from running away from home, calling the house, hanging up on Mum's new boyfriend. When I finally answered, "You know, none of this is your fault," I sat on the staircase with a rubber pad on the receiver so I could listen through hearing aids. That one bit of her voice entered me while I stared out the window at that tree. "See, Mimi? I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm hearing." "Me? I'm just rustling in the wind." 1. Towards naming. "I don't think my child is going to be a good person," says someone's mother to an expectant father. I stare at the stain on my suede shoes and think, this is a first world problem. What was the world's first problem? Across the street, a woman has looked outside her house. She is yelling down the phone, chanting men in football shirts pass by, bankers, politicians, builders on bicycles. 2 coffee cups on an empty cafe table look on. My first problem was either shoelaces, a drunk father, writing my whys wrong, or not finishing something on my plate. "No offence," says my faithful friend, sitting by the large cafe window, "but why have children when the world is ending?" Outside, 4 men sit around a table, and when a dog passes them, they lean over and ruffle its fur and ears, one of them skinning a roll-up. No one asks the dog's name, but smoke from the man's cigarette wafts into the cafe. Behind the glass, I hold my breath. "No garlic in the kitchen now that your mother is carrying you. She can't be in the same room and breathe if there are fumes on my breath." I think of naming you Orwell. "Orwell, dinner's ready. Orwell, stop spying on your mother. I'm tired of your cynicism, young man." That's what I'm not looking forward to. Having to tell you, Orwell, off. Your moods meeting my temper. What was I saying? Last night I watched a film where vampires had reflections. At first I thought it was a mistake, a mistake, a continuity error, but soon it made sense. They can't unsee how they're seen after all their years, coffined in the dark, roomy, blazing.